Hi, Paul Sackett, Skinner's Planet. I'm speaking to Carol Astro. Hello, Carol. How are you?
Hi, Paul. Nice to talk to you on this cold day in New York.
The last couple of days have all been cold, right?
Yeah.
But we have something that can warm everybody up and warm everybody's soul and I would say nice outreach for the community that Carol oversees. She's the president of the Actors Temple, and which is on 47th and between 8th and 9th here in New York City. Actually, they call it a cool shoe. Oh, no, is a warm cool shoe, warm people, something like that.
That's right, and that's the truth. It's also what I call a jewel of a shoe.
Okay, that's a good one. And Carol's making it more, along with the board and along with the of the temple, making it even more of a jewel. It has been taking on renovation projects. Tell us a little bit about the temple.
Well, the temple now, would you believe, is 102 years old. And it has been completely been renovated through the wonderful funds that the board and I and everybody else concerned with the temple have been able to raise, so that we look refreshed and beautiful and we can open it up even more to the community. And that's really what we're trying to do. It's a place that welcomes everyone.
And it is an extremely I say it almost feels like a home for me, because I go there. I'm so happy. The walls are beautiful wood. It's not a cold building. It's not just some walls. It's in there, right? It's amazing.
Oh, the warmth. Yes, and you feel the love. Plus, 102 years ago, these wonderful entertainers came from Eastern Europe, and they came to America. They wanted to have freedom of religion and, of course, freedom to express themselves as entertainers, actors, comedians. And they were here in America looking for a house of worship. And in those days, we all know that entertainers were looked down upon. They weren't considered good citizens, so they weren't allowed to join the fancier community of synagogues. So they were very enterprising, and they decided to open their own place. And haven't Jews done that for centuries? When you're excluded from clubs and buildings, you build your own. And that's what these people did. They built their own synagogue, and they called it the Actors Temple. And fabulous, talented, wonderful people who were on Broadway at the time, in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, came to pray and raise money for us. And the building is so warm because, frankly, I feel the ghosts of all of those stars. And I'm talking about the greatest of them all, Sophie Tucker, Al Jolson, and Milton Berle, Red Buttons, George Jessel, Jerry Lewis and his father, Ted Lewis. I mean, all of the stars who were on Broadway making names for themselves came to this beautiful little temple so they could be free to practice their Judaism. And at the time, it was very Orthodox, but now it is not. It is very reformed and welcomes everybody. We're happy to have Orthodox people come in, but the women are not separated from the men, which I like, as you can imagine. and that's because Sophie Tucker opened her big mouth and said she doesn't want to climb up the stairs. She wanted to sit downstairs with the guys, and that changed the whole face of the temple.
That's pretty funny. And even right now, today, many years later, other members are still represented on the Broadway stage. Rodgers and Hammerstein, they were members.
Absolutely. And it was also choreographers. And, I mean, look at Hank Aarons. And Ed Sullivan came. He wasn't Jewish, but his wife Sylvia was, and he came. So they were from every aspect of show business, but also people in the neighborhood. You didn't have to be a member of show business to come and pray and be a Jew.
that right now, okay? We are so proud of our history. But today, I'm always amazed how many still talented actors, because when we do shows, are members of the temple now. We have this long-term relationship with the Friars Club. In fact, we have Joey Lewis on one of our stained glass windows and says,
that was donated. That's right. They donated it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have talent. We have shtick. We have shows. So we have an upcoming show. What's that all about? And Carol, you and the team, tell us about the show. And Joan, right, Finkelstein.
Joan Finkelstein is a co-producer.
Yes.
Well, it's in celebration of our 102nd year of existence, which I find so extraordinary. And we're calling it, ta-da, Hot Jazz at a Cool Shul. It's March 25th on a Monday so that we can get all the stars from Broadway to come in our doors, because that's traditionally a dark day on Broadway. And we're having it at the synagogue, at the temple, because it's just been renovated. It looks so beautiful and so fresh. So downstairs, I don't call it the basement anymore. It's too pretty to call a basement. We call it the lower level. We're going to have food and drink and entertainment, and then come upstairs in the sanctuary, which, by the way, is also a theater. Producers come and rent out our beautiful theater. It holds 200 people, and we're an official off-Broadway house. So we're using it for that night as our fundraiser, and it's going to be set up like a nightclub. And it's going to be starring Tony Middleton, who's a wildly famous and wonderful singer with a fabulous trio. And we're going to have drinks, and of course, you got to have drinks in a nightclub, and dancing. So it's really going to be very festive and very happy, and that's our yearly fundraiser.
Oh, and it is so special. Carol and the team put together the 100th over there at the Friars Club, and that was at Tova Salsa, and what a beautiful event that was. So how do people get tickets?
All right. Well, they call a number, and they talk to Larry, who's our house manager, and if I may, I'll give you the number, and it's 917-359-1249. 359-1249. Talk to Larry and make your plans to come. It's Monday evening, March 25th from 6:30 to 9:30. And it is going to be fabulous, and it's not very much money. And I don't like to talk money over the phone. Call and find.
Call and find out.
We got cut off. I'm sorry. We got cut off in the middle of everything.
Okay.
And so what was I saying? So just call that number and find out what level you would like to come to eat, drink, and be merry and hear the most fabulous music and dancing.
Well, one thing I'll say to everybody, you'll get your money's worth.
And very few speeches.
It's just
mostly fun.
Because that's the intent of the temple. It's not they could use, in the Yiddish we call it the gelt, they could use some money. But the point of the matter is they're not
looking, oh, you bet.
They're not throwing this for money only. They're throwing this for a party time. And that it will be. So congratulations, Carol.
Oh, nice, thank you.
Carol. You know,
thank you. And it's a celebration of our history and this beautiful building. And you know New York, they destroy old buildings. But this one, we're not going to allow that to happen. It's got too much history. Thank you so much for letting me speak.
All right. Great, Carol. All right. Well, thank you very much as well. I was going to ask you, what's peace mean to you, Carol? Personally,
say that. What does peace mean to me?
Yeah.
Oh, peace. Oh my goodness, that means love and quiet in the world. No wars, no hatred. If it's at all possible, that's what I'd like to work for, and I do it in my own little way by spreading love through the temple, through my friendships, and that's what it means to me. A quiet world where we support each other and love each other and accept each other for all of our differences. And all of our similarities.
Hi, Carol, you're special. I love you, and you're
love
a,
you
a tribute to humankind, and she walks the talk. I will talk.
Oh, thank
She's very
you.
Serious
thank
about,
you. Come and join
it.
Us.
Thank
we'll
you.
Have a lot of fun.
All right. Thanks, Carol.
Thank
Take care.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.